Have you gone through a breakup and you're tired of feeling low, lonely, or lost? I've got a pep talk for you. I'm Sarah Kernels, your breakup bestie. I'm a certified life coach with years of coaching experience, helping people just like you turn your breakup into the best thing that ever happened to them. Each week, tune in to get a pep talk to heal your heart, let go of the past, reclaim your power, and get back into your main character energy. Your breakup may have shattered your world as you know it, but together, let's build a new, better world. Let's go.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to another episode of Breakup Pep Talks. Now, as I prepare these episodes, I like to think sometimes that you and I are sitting in a cute little cafe and we're in the middle of a conversation and we've been talking for a little while about your breakup. And I have these like nuggets of wisdom that I deeply want to give from my heart to yours. And that's really where today's comes from, because I was thinking a lot about the courage it takes going through a breakup. It takes a lot of courage to leave a relationship that isn't right. And it also takes a lot of courage, if you were the one that's left, to pick up the pieces and start again. No matter what side you were in this, it takes courage. And the really hard truth is that courage doesn't actually feel good. Courage happens under a lot of tension and a lot of pressure. We think that if we start acting out of courage, that it's going to feel like so amazing that we finally did the thing that we needed to do. And, you know, courage is great. And yes, it is good to do the thing that we need to do. But it's usually not easy. And when I think of courage, I have that image of the Mel Gibson movie Braveheart and that big epic scene where he is like giving his big speech, that like huge moment where they're about to go into battle, right? And he's rallying the troops and he gets them all worked up into a frenzy and they get so committed and so excited, and he reminds them about why they're doing it. And you know, he brings to mind what they value most in the world and what's at risk if they don't act, right? And they get so worked up and so in the moment of this amazing speech that it's just impossible not to act. They have to go forward. And the reason why he does all of that is because courage is really hard. If he relied on each individual in that group, if he relied on each of their courage, maybe half of them would go forward. But he had to really get them worked up into this emotional frenzy so that they are feeding off of each other's excitement and their own commitment and their commitment to the group as a whole. And it's just this big giant buzz so that they're acting together as a unit. And they also remember why each one individually is committed to this. And how amazing would that be if we had somebody that could give us sort of the same like workup experience when we needed the courage to pick up the pieces and start again, or to be reminded that we did the right thing by leaving the relationship. And so that's what I hope to give you a little bit of today. And a little bit about courage is that I also want to really normalize that it, especially after a breakup, it is something you are probably going to tap into daily, maybe many times a day. It happens in those small, quiet moments where maybe nobody's looking, maybe you feel really alone, and you choose to be with yourself. And you choose to have your own back no matter what. It's when we recommit to we are on the right path, even though this feels awful right now, that we are moving forward for a better reason. And it's okay if this feels terrible. It's even normal for this to feel terrible. It doesn't feel good to always be doing the right thing. Just like we don't love every workout that we might do at the gym. And we don't love that third set of 10 sit-ups or whatever the exercise might be. We don't love it, but we know that strength is built through commitment, consistent action. And that strength is really built in those final reps of that last set when it is the most challenging and the hardest. That's where the courage is kicking in the hardest moments. And we're not going to expect to feel good while we're using our courage. You can tell yourself, I will feel good later. That's probably coming down the road because I'm stepping into the unknown right now. But courage comes at a moment when you are under a lot of pressure and a lot of tension. And the thing is, you only need courage if you're taking a risk. You don't need courage if what you're doing is easy and comfortable. You would just keep going. That's literally being in your comfort zone. You only need courage when you step outside of your comfort zone. And that's what a breakup is. It is wildly out of your comfort zone. Even if you're somebody like me who went through a lot of breakups, they never get comfortable. Even if you kind of know the process, it's because you were always transitioning from a life that you knew into a life that is unknown. And that will always take courage. So the next time that you need to call on your courage, maybe bookmark this and come back to this. Come back to right here at this moment because we're going to go through a little exercise together. I want you to imagine your own personal hype person. Maybe it is Mel Gibson with the painted blue face, or maybe it's Beyonce or Oprah or Brene Brown, or if you need somebody, it can be me. I'm happy to be that person for you. And I want you to imagine that person is going to be in front of you. And they are looking you in the eye. Maybe they've got hands on your shoulders, you know, like a real pep talk, okay? They are looking you dead in the eye. And they're going to tell you everything is going to be okay. When you trust yourself, when you act for the highest good of yourself, it will all work out okay, even if it's hard for a while. And it probably will be. It probably will be hard for a while. And I can't tell you how long it's going to be hard. I wish I could. I wish I could give you an end date or a countdown, but I don't know what that is for you. But know in the end, it's going to be okay. This person is going to look you in the eye and they're going to remind you all the reasons why you made the decision to do this thing. And they are good reasons. As long as you like your reasons, no one else has to like them. Doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It doesn't even matter what I think. Because you made your decision based on good reasons that you agree with. Because you are living life for yourself. You're not living life for anyone else. You are the main character of your own life. That's right. You are stepping right now into that main character role. And that takes boldness. That takes risk. And you are taking this one step at a time. It might not be easy, but it's worth it. Your hype person is going to remind you why it's worth it for you. Like you've already had this conversation with them and you've told them why this matters for you to be courageous right now. They're going to remind you of your values. The things that you value most line up with your decision. and the reason why you're being courageous. And they're going to remind you what would happen if you don't do this, if you decide not to be courageous and not to move forward. What's at risk? Would you like yourself a little bit less? Would you feel like you're letting yourself down? Would you feel like you let yourself off the hook? Would you have a little less trust in yourself? And does this matter for anyone in your life? Are you making a stand with your courage for your future self or for your future children? Or is this for your happiest and most fulfilled, most satisfied, most outrageous, living this wild and precious life self? And who are you becoming because you are being courageous? Do it for her. Do it for that version of yourself. There's no option to go backwards. It's only forward. You only get one life to live. And what will you do with it? How do you want to handle the bumps and the scrapes and the bruises that come along the way? And even when you're limping and crying, we move forwards. We move forwards together. We may cry, we may mourn, and we may rest for a while. But then we gather ourselves and we move forward. Let's do this together. You don't have to do this alone. I am here with you. I am standing shoulder to shoulder, facing down whatever it is with you. I believe in you. Let's go do this. All right, that was your courage pep talk. I'd love to hear what you thought about it. How did this resonate for you? And let this be something that you could come back to again and again. I know there are some very personal moments in there where you have to get in touch with your why of why are you doing whatever it is that you're doing. And even if that means like, I had moments of courage where that meant I didn't text my ex. I didn't reach out to them. That took courage because that could have been so easy for me to backslide. And it took a moment of courage and real vulnerability to not text him and to reach out to a friend instead, right? So let this be really personal for you. Why is that courage important? What are you taking a stand for? Who does it matter for? Right? Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Breakup Pep Talks. If you're ready to take the next step in healing your heart so that you can feel better, build confidence, and turn your breakup into the best thing that ever happened, I'm currently accepting applications for new one-on-one clients. So head on over to forgetyourexnow.com to start your application, and we can schedule a time that we can have a little chat and see if coaching with me is the right fit for you. Please don't wait, because I only have a limited number of spots in my calendar and I want to make sure I have space for you if this is how you want to start your next chapter of your one wild and precious life. All right, I will see you next time, friends.